The 547th Transportation Company of the District of Columbia Army National Guard came home last month from Iraq. Now that the welcoming ceremonies have quieted down, the guardsmen are reflecting back on what they lived through. NPR's Ann Hawk caught up with two soldiers at the D.C. Armory.
Once the excitement of being home subsides, there's the paperwork.
Lance Riggins, complete. Legande, complete.
Company Captain Malik Freeman, a 29-year-old from Jessup, Maryland, has spent days demobilizing, coming off of active duty. The war wasn't easy on his company.
My soldiers were hauling supplies and equipment from Baghdad to Fallujah to Tikrit. So we were in the middle of the hot zone, and we had over 50 enemy contact situations, and we conducted over 1,200 combat missions.
As he reflects on that tough duty, Freeman offers this image for anyone who's never been to war.
Imagine driving on a beltway, and then boom, there's an explosion. That is what it's like. You're driving in the streets with the Iraqi people. They're going to work, going to school. 95% of them don't want any problems. But it's that one that may ride by you and shoot at you or throw a grenade at you. You don't know where it's going to come from. You don't know when it's going to come.
These days, as Freeman drives the freeways around Washington, he has to remind himself that he's home now. No longer at war.
It is a transitional period. Your mind's still in Iraq because you've been in that environment for a whole year, trying to survive, stay alive, be alert. And then you come back here and everybody's happy and relaxed and driving around. So you're trying to get yourself back in that groove and back in that everyday life, you know.
One thing that kept Freeman in sync with everyday life was receiving and delivering mail. His company escorted civilian contractors, helping distribute 1.4 billion pounds of mail to the troops. Freeman says the family members writing those letters are the secret weapon in any war.
It's the greatest thing you can ever imagine. Because you know what? That may be the last letter you get to write or receive from your spouse or the pictures. I know I've seen pictures of my daughter. And I felt like I kept up what was going on at home. And that stuff really helps you go.
Freeman's 2-year-old, Asaya, learned to talk while he was away. He was surprised she remembered him. Now he wants time to catch up with his wife, maybe a vacation in Mexico. Another soldier who came home to his wife is 40-year-old Sergeant Anthony McKinney. He's from Washington, D.C., and was a supply clerk in Freeman's company. McKinney came home once on emergency leave and took the opportunity to get married.
I'm a brand new newlywed. I got to see my wife 2 days before I went back over, so we have a whole lot of catching up to do.
McKinney and Freeman say they're relieved to be home, but they're also quick to admit they had good times whenever possible during the war. McKinney says the troops often got together for football, dancing, and other activities.
I'm an entertainer. I'm the clown of the company, so I sang in one or two talent show, did a James Brown one time thing. I like to walk around and joke and, you know, just have a good time.
And Freeman recalls a few moments of levity during the conflict. One was in the Green Zone,
which is the secure zone in Baghdad. And we were in a Qusay Hussein, who's Saddam's son, one of his palaces. And he had a swimming pool in the back. And we're back there swimming in his pool. And then you hear gunfire over the Euphrates River. So we ducked down after it was done, got back up, kept swimming. I mean, you know, so you had to find ways to enjoy yourself.
Now that they're back, the company will disperse to their old jobs as police officers, school principals, CIA employees. McKinney returns to a security position at the National Guard right away. And in a few weeks, Freeman heads back to his job at the Department of Transportation. Ann Hawk, NPR News, Washington.